Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Praise God. On yesterday's broadcast, I shared that the Lord took me back to a message I'd preached probably 11 years ago on annulling Murphy's Law. And I just felt a quickening that some of the principles, the thoughts that the Lord had given at that time needed to be shared again. And I don't know about you, but I can always benefit by being reminded about some of the most basic things, because why? We're like children. We tend to forget. And so, if you might not have heard of that term, Murphy's Law, let me give you the definition. It's a facetious or satirical proposition that if there is a possibility for something to go wrong, it will go wrong. Now, that might be an amusing or funny statement, and we can all smile at it. However, when it happens to us personally in any dimension, it's not generally, we don't find the humor in it. But I believe the Lord wants to bring us into a place. I know He's moving in the lives of His people. He's been moving in my life, that how we would react to situations as we did, 10, 15, 20 years ago, or even a year ago, is different from the way we react now. We have to settle in our minds and hearts that as long as we live in this world, remember, we're in it, but we're not of it, we will have trials, tribulation, and persecution. It just goes with the territory. Only those who have gone on to their eternal reward to be with Jesus are delivered and freed from that constant daily assault that we have to that we experience here in this life. And why? Because there are lessons God wants us to learn. Death is the last enemy to be put underfoot. And Jesus came to endure all that He endured when He walked upon the face of the earth. So, for the express purpose that we could have victory, joy, and abundant life in spite of whatever we experience. Now, Jesus, He was very God and very man, but remember, when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, everything in His human nature shrank from obeying the Father's will. He said, Lord, Father, if You can make some other way that this can occur, please let it happen. Nonetheless, I will do what You want. And so He was willing to endure. We can't even relate to the suffering He experienced spiritually and physically on that cross, being forsaken of the Father for a time. But He did all of that for the joy that was set before Him. And that is true for us, beloved. There is a joy that God has set before us. And we can understand that even when hard times come our way, we're in a battle, we're being tested, that we have to understand God has allowed it. There's no question. It may be a demonic activity, but the Lord wants to see us grow up to be strong and utilize the weapons of our warfare. For example, just as He did with the children of Israel, He said, I've given you a land flowing with milk and honey. But the inhabitants, all the giants and the fortified, they just didn't collapse and fall down. They had to fight to take them, to receive their inheritance. And That's why Scripture tells us, you know, the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There's effort required. There's determination and endurance required. We will receive the prize. We will not be denied. But it all depends on how we look at the battles. Now, if we constantly give in to negative responses and negative emotions, we will be defeated before we even get started. The Word says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Now, what happens, you know, I'm sort of making light of Murphy's Law, but if we, well, let's just take animals. I don't know if you see these commercials for abused animals that give so they can be rescued from these terrible situations they're in. Well, any animal that has been abused in any capacity, they are going to be affected by the result of those things they've experienced. They will be fearful. They won't trust man. They will be hard to control, whatever it would be, depending on their experience. And the same is true for us. When we go through a lot of negative experiences, our psyche is affected, our memories, and we need many times a healing of memories. Our soul needs to be restored and healed. Look at the children of Israel. For 400 years, they were slaves. How do you think that affected them? In a very serious way. They had to either believe the experiences they'd had. It's very similar for us. Or are we going to believe that God has really set us free and that He really does have a beautiful, wonderful land of abundance for us, our promised land? It's the same thing. And that's why it's important we understand that no matter what we've gone through in days past, that the Lord is with us. He's giving us victory over every possible trial you might be facing even this day. God, with every temptation, He's made a way of escape. I don't care what it is. There is something positive that God is going to do out of everything. God works for our good. And so, beloved, we have to understand that we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, for example, when something may not be just working right, and it's like, oh no, don't tell me I'm going to have to deal with that in our mind. I don't know about your mind. My mind, you just go through a whole progression of possible worst case scenarios. And we can see such an example in the Word of God. When Job was tested, he made this declaration. He said, "The thing that I feared came upon me." And of course, the Word of Faith preachers really emphasize that. Well, it was because he was fearful, and all that occurred because he let the spirit of fear come in there, and he opened a door to the attack of the enemy. Well, that might be, and we all are entitled to our opinions. However, I really believe something more significant was going on. God always has a multitude of purposes involved in any particular thing. Even in our own lives, something happens. It's not just one thing. There's generally many different aspects tied up in many different dynamics that are occurring. And what I feel was really happening in the case of Job is that the devil, who had come before the very throne of God, had challenged God and said, the only reason Job loves you and serves you is because you bless him. And so God's honor and glory was being vindicated because God allowed the devil to bring all those terrible things against Job: loss of loved ones, sickness, ridicule, all the terrible things he went through. But it was not because he was an unjust or bad person, but God was demonstrating before the courts of heaven that he could have a man who loved him in spite of whatever would happen. And I believe that same dynamic, that same principle has gone on down through the ages. They say Job is one of perhaps the oldest book in the Bible. All we know is that same dynamic can occur in our lives. Sometimes so many things happen that we feel, how can we take anything more? And it's really the bottom line is, are you going to curse God and die, as Job's wife recommended? Or will you be like Job, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him? Now, beloved, we need to understand, we need to have spiritual insight as to what is really going on. I know from many of the letters that are coming in, some don't even go into great detail, but I know it's a time of great challenge, great difficulty, many decisions having to be made, many things kind of hanging in the balance. And it's imperative that we have the wisdom of God. It's imperative we have the understanding of God and spiritual discernment and understanding for what's occurring. Now, what God wants to deliver you and me from, and I'm making real progress. I'm totally honest. You know, I'm right there with you. We have to get away from anticipating bad things to occur in our lives, because that's what Murphy's Law is. If anything go bad, it will. And you know what? As long as we maintain that kind of belief, guess what? It's going to happen. I had a dear friend in the Lord years ago. She's with the Lord now. She was perpetually and continually looking for where the enemy was going to attack next. And do you know what? She was never disappointed. And of course, I mean, we do go through warfare, but we don't have to be on the lookout for the negative. In fact, there was another person I knew, their theme song was Born to Lose. I guess there was a popular song way back decades ago. I don't really know what Born to Lose. Anyway, but the fact is, we are not born to lose, we're born to win. And so we have to ask the Lord to deliver us from whatever the painful things of the past, whatever hurtful things, and realize that God, in his timing, in his providence, is making, preparing a hope and a future for us. There are good things ahead. All is not lost. Beloved, I want to tell you, it's all going to turn out all right. And we have the word of the Lord on that. Well, my time has just flown by again, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with me. The announcer in just a moment is going to give our contact information, but I want to take just a second to say a heartfelt thank you for your prayer support, UCM partners, my family, as well as for your financial gifts. If it weren't for you, we could not continue on this station. Thank you so much for joining me today. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.